Even now, in this room, there is not a complete release. You must release yourselves. You must let go of God and trying to bring God to your will to do something for you. Let go of God. Let God use you. Let God pick you up. Do not decide what is good for you. Or when. Release God from your clutches, mental clutches. Stop hanging on to God. Let God hang on to you. Somewhere in the writings it says, stop chasing God. Let God catch up to you. Relax. Relax. You must relax if the finger of God is to touch you to its will, to its grace. Be still and know that God is God. His will is done in earth as it is in heaven. The moment you stop trying to bring God to your mind or body, that moment you'll begin to find that God has always been there. I know that God will do nothing for me but what God is already doing. I know that no thought of mine or speech of mine or act of mine can make God do more or make God do less. I know that there's no use physically or mentally trying to pound at God. Relax and let go. God is not a God afar off. God is closer than breathing and nearer than hands and feet, and it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Do not ask for what you shall eat or what you shall drink or wherewithal you shall be clothed. Your Heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. Relax. Relax and let them come of their own will, of the Father's will. Stop trying to get them. Stop. Relax. In my Father's house are many mansions, he said. If it were not so, I would have told you. In my Father's house are many mansions. Just let go. The Heavenly Father knoweth that we have need of these things. It is His good pleasure to give us the kingdom. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. As I was with Abraham, so I am with you. O ye of little faith, why do you doubt that God is infinite, omnipresent, the all-knowing mind and the all-loving heart? Fear not, the voice says, fear not. Fear not. If you walk through the fire, the flames will not kindle upon you. If you walk through the water, you will not drown. Fear not. Just let go and be confident, for in quietness and confidence shall you realize your strength, your health, your harmony. Quietness and confidence. And then it says, my peace give I unto you. My peace give I unto you. Don't you see that there's no struggle on your part? No effort on your part? No molding of God's will to you? My peace give I unto you. It's a gift. It's a spiritual gift of spiritual peace. Only let go. My peace give I unto you. Give, give, give. And some of you are still struggling for it, fearing that it will miss you. This is a covenant that God has made with its own image and likeness. My peace I give unto you. My grace is thy sufficiency. And still there's a mental strain, as if it weren't true, or as if you had to make it come true. Or as if you had to woo God. This week I will not rest until this mental strain is broken, until you relax and receive His grace. We do not take heaven by storm. Not by might, nor by power. It's by the Spirit that our good comes to us. It's the gift of God. The mind struggles to get God instead of let God. Thy grace is my sufficiency in all things. You need not fight. Put up thy sword. The peace of which the infinite way is capable, I cannot bring to you while you're struggling. God is, and that's enough to know. We can rest in that assurance. God is. Christ is thy garment. Christ is thy life. Christ is thy meat and wine and water. And Christ is a robe around your shoulders. Christ envelops, enfolds. Christ is the gentle presence. Rest.